I'm Brandon Isle with BYU Idaho Radio, and joining me in the studio is Representative John Weber from Rexburg. He represents District 34A. Thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thank you, Brandon. Great to be with you.
So legislative session has finished. You're home. You don't have to be in Boise anymore. How would you characterize this last session?
Well, it's great to be back in Rexburg, first of all. We enjoy Boise most of the time, but, after 3 months, it's great to be home. I enjoyed the session. I feel it was a success, and, we just did the work of the people, and it's good to be back.
This session had a lot of bills come in. I'm not sure if it was a record or not, but quite a few of them. Would you say that was good for the session, or do you think some of these bills are just a little too much?
I looked at that report last night, and it seems, if I get my numbers right, that there was just over 900 RS'd, meaning they received a routing slip number, which LSO drafted for us. And then out of that, there was like 600 or plus or minus bills that were actually introduced. It seems like half of that, 300 plus, was actually
signed through, into law.
Yes. Yeah, through committee and signed into law. So was that too much? In looking at the averages across, it was a little high, which is interesting because the first of the session started out relatively pretty slow.
Right.
This thing didn't heat up until 3 or 4 weeks into the session. So that gives you an idea that the last couple months we were popping pretty fast. So
yeah, I've asked this of a couple other legislators, but do you think Idaho would benefit from any time limit for the legislature? Whether it's you have to be done by this day or you have to be finished introducing legislation by this day.
Yes, good question. I know other states have a hard stop limit, and I know it's been tossed around in the legislature, but and we do have a transmittal date deadline where, bills that are introduced in the House have to be introduced by that deadline so they can be transferred to the Senate side. It's an interesting date because there's not a lot of folks that adhere to that date. There's still a lot of piece of legislation introduced. And so to answer your question, I think Idaho would benefit. What that looks like and how we accomplish that remains to be seen.
Yeah. What are some of the wins for you personally and for Idahoans out of the session?
Yeah, House Bill 478 is a bill that I sponsored working with counties and cities regarding their electrical and plumbing inspections. Currently, the cities have the ability to do that in-house, but the counties, they don't have that option. And so what this bill does is gives the counties and the cities the ability to team up or to contract with professional licensed inspectors and streamline the process and get it done in a more efficient and timely manner.
Yeah, and I remember that's one that you talked about before the session started of what
yes.
you wanted to get passed. So
yeah,
it worked.
And it worked. And, we were excited that was able to go through. And actually, it was a unanimous vote on both sides of the House and the Senate. And, of course, the governor signed it. So
yeah. Are there any other pieces of legislation that you would say are a win for Idaho?
Oh, absolutely. House Bill 521 is a piece of legislation that deals with school facilities and funding those facilities, giving tax relief through property tax, which currently funds those facilities. Also, that bill includes reduction in income tax. Let's see, there was another piece in there, but overall, it's a big tax relief bill for all Idahoans.
Yeah. Were there any disappointments for you, like any legislation you wish had passed or legislation that did pass and you're like, why?
Right. There's always those. Personally, again, I talked about this earlier in the session about homeowners associations. And, you know, because there's common property in our developments, we have law that states when there's common property, there has to be a homeowners association that takes care of that common ground. And so you can imagine that several of our developments throughout the state are all tied up in HOAs. And a lot of those are still being managed by the developer, even after they're developed out. And there's some concern and some bad actors out there that have taken advantage of the homeowners. And so I ran a piece of legislation working with homeowners and working with some developers that were actually helping draft. But we did get it a hearing in committee, but it didn't make it out of committee. But you'll see that come back. We'll tweak some things and see if we can fine-tune it to get it back into and across the finish line. So
yeah, and I think a lot of Idahoans may not realize that that does happen. A bill is presented for the first time and doesn't make it out of committee or doesn't even get to committee or just isn't quite the right fit, and so you rework it and introduce it again the next year.
Happens quite often, yes.
Yeah. Do you think that's a good way to do it, to tweak it that way?
I do. You know, you learn a lot in committee in the public hearing process of things that maybe, you know, show up that you didn't think about or that we weren't aware of. And so, you know, it's important that we obviously listen and go back and see how we can redraft or put those into the bill. So,
yeah. There were several bills that you could call controversial that some people are like, why did that pass or why didn't that pass? One of those is House Bill 710, the library bill. And I know there's a lot of uproar about this one. It's been introduced several times in different iterations. How would you characterize that bill? And is what passed the right bill for Idaho?
You know, Brandon, you know... You just mentioned that this bill has been through committee and on the floor for the past three sessions. You know, the governor has vetoed the previous ones. This one, working with the governor, working with libraries and the players, and lowering the fee was like $2,500,
right.
And they lowered it down to like $250 if they're found liable, whatever. And, you know, is it right for Idaho? I mean, you could argue both sides of that, but I think it's as good as it's going to get for protecting our youth, for protecting Idahoans from harmful materials that are in our library. And it's not that we're asking to remove those books. It's just to relocate the book within the library. So maybe it's behind a desk or in another room if they have the facilities to do so. You know, I think it's a wait and see. And there's a process there that I think protects librarians. And so, yeah, again, we'll wait and see where this goes. So,
yeah, this is an election year. Every single seat in the legislative session is up for election. And that means your seat is up as well. You're running for re-election.
Yes.
And what does that look like for you this year?
Well, election's always interesting. You know, we like to go out and visit with our constituents, hear what they have to say. I've been in public service for 16 years now from local government as a county commissioner, now 4 years in the state legislature. I've always had an opponent run. And for whatever reason, this election cycle, I don't have an opponent, but the pressure is still there to get out and to meet with folks and to hear what's on their mind, what they have to say. I think what it may be to the benefit of the community is maybe not quite as many yard signs dotting around the county or our district, but you know, we're still there.
Yeah, this would be your third go as a representative if you're elected. I mean,
yes.
I assume you're elected, right? What will you look forward to in the next session?
It's always an honor and a pleasure to serve District 34 and the great people in our district. Going to Boise and to represent, there is a thrill there. Just to be involved, to make a difference, to add our voice to those that move Idaho forward. So I always look forward to going back.
Yeah. Do you hear a lot from constituents over the session? Are you getting emails or phone calls? Like, are people actually reaching out?
Yes. And some come in person. You know, I know that, for example, different organizations will come in. The schools, the school districts throughout the state will be in Boise for a few days. There's different, like the insurance groups come in and they're day on the hill. And so it's always great to visit with local district members in Boise or by email or, for heaven's sakes, they could even track down our phone number if they wanted to
It's
call
all
us.
Available.
It's all available.
And that's pretty amazing that you go to that legislature website and there it is, your email, your phone numbers, it ways to contact you.
And we're always happy to hear. And we, I say we, meaning I know for sure that Senator Ricks, Representative Raybould, myself, make a concerted effort to respond and get back to local constituents, particularly that we can, you know, explain our position or why we maybe put a vote in where they might be opposed to. And it's always great when they tell us how good a job we're doing when they agree with us. So
that does make you feel good, right?
Yeah.
There is a push in Idaho to change the way that elections happen. So several groups, including Reclaim Idaho and Idahoans for Open Primaries, have done a signature drive, and they believe they have enough signatures to get the initiative on the ballot that would change how the primary election works and how the general election works. I assume that you've kind of seen what's going on there. Are you for this change, or are you opposed to this change, or where do you stand on this issue?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brandon. It's a wait and see. I do believe that it will be initiative on the ballot to for the voters to weigh in on. And I look at me personally, I look at it as voter turnout, and I see how low our turnout is. And yet I'm like, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world and the greatest state in the nation, and yet our voter turnout is so low. And I'm like, what can we do to increase our voter turnout? Let the people, we the people, as we see in the Constitution, say, we the people, let them speak and have opportunity, make it available for them to go and vote.
Yeah. Are you worried about any part of that process, or you're just happy to say, yeah, let's see what happens? And for our listeners, let me explain the process a little bit. So the proposal is for, in the primary election, you can vote for four people, doesn't matter what party they are, and they can go on to the general election. Right now, you have to say, I want a Republican ballot and vote only Republican, or I want a Democrat ballot and only vote Democrat. And then in the general election, you have just one from each party to vote for. But this, you would have four, no matter what party, and then you'd rank those four, and then over a course of rounds, finally a winner comes out of that.
Right. And I wish they'd split those up. I wish that ranked choice would be separate than open primary. I am in favor of an open primary. Ranked choice is still to be determined. But I think that folks should have the ability to go out and cast their ballot. And again, it comes back to, for me, is let's get the people out and increase our voter turnout.
Yeah. Representative Weber, are there any other issues that happened during the legislative session that you'd like to talk about?
Whenever we can offer and give tax relief to all Idahoans, and we can secure and participate in securing our southern border, And in fact, the governor sent down some ISP officers to help with securing our borders, which impacts Idaho through, you know, this fentanyl drug use that's killing our people that we need to participate and protect our folks against. Schools. School choice. We have several school options, but the bill that was proposed that would give a tax credit to individuals and private schools, I'm not in favor of that. I think we've got a constitutional responsibility to provide education, and we have that through our public schools, which locally are amazing, and we should be proud of, and I support that 100%. But outside, you know, I think overall the legislature, we had a great session.
Representative Weber, thank you for spending some time with me today.
Excellent. Hey, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Brandon.